Weather. Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma, Eastern Texas Panhandle, Aaron Kalkin Studio. Take a look at your forecast for this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, a high of 73. The winds light out of the north-northeast around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the low dipping down to 57. Then for your Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 76. The chance goes up to 80% overnight Wednesday into Thursday, where it's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms.
Paragon Communications Weather.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people got rain. Some didn't. Most, though, did. First of all, let's check out some temperatures. Mangum. You're the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma at 74 degrees, 63 at Arnett, 62 at the May Ranch, 60 at Beaver, 65 at Lahoma, and out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 64 at Lipscomb, 60 at Miami, 70 at Wellington, and 71 at Odell and Childress. You're 69 degrees. Well, there's some rainfall over the weekend. Most people got a little bit. Some people got a lot. Some didn't get none. I'll take that latter part. Actually, I did get a little bit. I got 15 hundredths yesterday and 10 one hundredths this morning. So I've got a quarter inch so far. But I will tell you, you guys remember me telling you about the little bet going on with the old boy up there in Roger Mills County about the half inch. I won. I still owe him a breakfast because it was a double or nothing deal, but he lost. He lost. One less breakfast I got to buy. Let me check my deal here. I think he was up to 1 point. What was that? One inch? 1 1/10? I don't know. Let me see here. Last 48 hours. 1.11 inches of rain at Donnie's house. So everything's good there. Man, different parts of the state got a lot of hail last night, but that up there around, that over there around Clinton, where they was leaving 4-inch ruts in the highway, that's a lot of hail. And I hate that for everybody. We're so close to harvest, and actually a lot of new crops are coming up. One of my listeners up around Custer City and Thomas, what did he tell me, around Putnam? Putnam wheat is 100% lost due to hail. And he said they were lucky they didn't have any damage, but his neighbor was a total loss. So, and I know there's a little bit of hail over around Hex the other night. Not big hail, but a little bit. And so, anyway, there's nothing we can do about it. And according to the Oklahoma Mesonet, if you didn't get any rain this weekend, you're going to get some this week, is what they're saying. So next 7-day forecast looked like anywhere from a half inch to 2 to 3 inches of rain, depending on where you are in Western Oklahoma. So the rain's not over, and it's a good deal. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Excuse me, let me stop right there. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. I've already got 5 people message me so far early to get their 2 cents in on their hay for sale. So get your pen and pencil ready, and I'll repeat each one once after I say it. And a lot of good hay for sale this morning. If you got hay for sale or you're looking for hay, 580-225-9697. That's the hot hay line. So if you got any hay you want to sell, good time to do it on Hay Day Tuesdays. All right. Now, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of ag. Wheat futures plunged in overnight trading amid favorable weather in several growing areas, including the U.S. Southern Plains. Storms are expected to roll through parts of Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, where hard red winter wheat is growing this afternoon and early this evening, according to the National Weather Service in a report early this morning. More storms are forecast overnight into tomorrow. There's a low chance for quarter-size hail and winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour. Moderate chances for storms exist for Wednesday through Friday, which may bring some precipitation to the region. These guys, these paper pushers up there in Chicago already know our wheat crop is what it is. So we're going to make a crop, whether they think this rain's helping or not. Matter of fact, these storms are kind of hurting since some of these wheat fields have been totally wiped out by hail. About 52% of the U.S. winter wheat was in good or excellent condition last week, according to the Ag Department. That's down from 54% last week. The USDA is scheduled to update its weekly crop progress this afternoon, a day later than normal due to Memorial Day. About 35% of Kansas, the biggest producer of winter wheat, was suffering from drought conditions as of May 20th. 12% of Oklahoma, the second largest grower of winter wheat varieties, was seeing drought unchanged week to week. Rainfall is also expected in parts of the European Union, including Germany and the UK, and in the Black Sea region, where precipitation is forecast for parts of Ukraine. Wheat futures for July delivery dropped 9.25 cents to 5.33 1/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City futures plunged 10.5 to 5.28 1/4. Corn futures lost 2.75 to 4.56 1/3 a bushel. Soybeans for July delivery came up 3 cents to 10.63 1/4 a bushel. Soy meal was down 2.20 to 2.94 a short ton. And soy oil futures gained 0.5 cents, a half a penny, to 49.85 cents a pound. Let's see here. I want to say, I'll go ahead and do this. The number of cattle on feed in the U.S. on May 1st declined year over year, according to Ag Department. Cattle in the feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.4 million. That's down 2% from the same date a year ago. Placements in feedlot declined 3% to 1.61 million in April. About 310,000 head weighing less than 600 pounds was placed, along with 225,000 head from 600 to 699, 370,000 head at 7 to 799, and 443,000 head weighing 800 to 899, 195,000 head ranging from 9 to 999, and 70,000 that weighed 1,000 pounds or more. Marketings in April were reported at 1.83 million head. That's down 3% from the same month last year. The government said in a separate report that the frozen meat supplies at the end of April dropped 6% year over year. Beef in cold storage on April 30th fell 2% annually. Pork supplies plunged 9% from the same date a year earlier, and pork belly inventories dropped 22%. Cheese stockpiles were also down year over year, falling 2% from the same point last year. According to the National Weather Service, isolated thunderstorms are forecast for parts of several states, including South Dakota, Nebraska, northwestern Iowa, and southwestern Nebraska. The main threat of these storms will be small hail and lightning. In north central Kansas and south central Nebraska, locally dense fog will reduce visibility from big part of the day. And let's see here. That's about it, I guess. Let's check out what the actual market's going on. I got to see if I can get a hold of Brandon. We didn't have a sale at Western Oklahoma, but we had one at Elk City. It was a pretty good one, too. Where is it? Right there. Let me refresh that. Maybe. Maybe not. Okay. As of right now, July corn is at 4.59, down a half, and September's 4.33, down 4 1/4. Soybeans for July, 1062, up 1 3/4. Soybean meal, July, 296.20, unchanged. Soybean oil, July, 49.49, up 14. Hard red winter wheat, July, 524, down 14. September, 539, down 14. Also, cotton for July, 65.87, down 24. Oil out of West Texas, July, 60.69, down 84. Natural gas, June, 335, up 2. Looks like the NASDAQ, Dow, and S&P are all positively trading in the green. Live cattle, June, 214.92, down 87. August is 209.02, down 142. Feeders for August, 297.80, down 257. September, 296.87, down 247. Lean hogs are up for June at 98.87, up 57. There you have it. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
At Helios Injection Systems, we don't just sell pumps. We build them from the ground up right here in Cordell, Oklahoma. With a full-service fab shop and automated CNC lathes, we manufacture high-quality chemical injection systems trusted by the oil and gas industry. Our packages are available when you need them. With multiple locations, nationwide distributors, and a team committed to service, we're built to keep your operations moving. Call 580-832-5475 or visit heliospumps.com. Helios, work simply.
You've seen the yellow tags, you've heard the commercials, you've heard the hustle and bustle. What are you waiting for, guys? Windy Nissan is your dealer. We have all the new Nissans, all the used cars, trucks, and SUVs that you can dream of. With over 150 on the ground, we truly have a little bit of something for everybody. Payments as low as $249 with $0 down. Up to 90 days, no payments. There's never been a better time than now to come see us at Windy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Trade-ins aren't just for cars anymore. Now they're for tools. Bring in your old tools and save up to $250 on brand new Milwaukee tools this month at NAPA. Save $50 on tools like a half-inch drill driver kit. Save $100 on tools like a half-inch extension anvil control torque impact wrench with one key kit. And save $250 on the 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high torque impact wrench with one key. Bring in your old tools and pay less for brand new ones during the Milwaukee trade-in event at NAPA in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 19th. 2,346 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 301 brought 495. 14 at 581 brought 361. 11 at 694 brought 332. 3 at 728 brought 288. 9 at 737 brought 320. 15 at 892 brought 276. 12 at 1036 brought 260. 8 head of heifers at 488. Brought 332.50, 734 brought 283, 13 at 780 brought 277, 6 at 851 brought 259.50, 42 at 899 brought 266. Butcher cows were 88 to 170, butcher bulls brought 155 to 208, bred cows 1525 to 2675, pairs brought 2050 to 3750. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 5 8-0-4-9-7-6-0-9-5.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Excuse me. All right, Brandon must be either on the phone or at the ranch or busy. He'll call back if he's got time. Wallington, Texas, here is your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. 71 degrees, humidity is 67%, dew points at 60. Winds are out of the north at 11. Wind gust up to 15. Peak wind gust so far today, 30 miles an hour. 1.99 inches of rain so far this month for Wellington, and 8-inch soil temperature is 74 degrees. There you have it. All right, let's see here. Let's check out. hang on a second. Let me get a drink of water. Let's check out the auctions for Oklahoma last week. Total receipts was $38,047 compared to the week before, $36,327. Last year was $29,000 head. Man, I don't know where that came from. Feeder cattle was 93% of that. Slaughter cattle was 4.3% of that. And replacement cattle was 2.6%. Compared to last week, feeder steers were $3 to $5 lower, 600 pounds to 700 pounds, $8 to $12 lower. Feeder heifers, $3 to $7 lower. Steer calves, $10 to $15 lower. Heifer calves, $7 to $12 lower. Slaughter cows, $2 to $5 higher. Slaughter bulls, steady. And there you have it. That's for Oklahoma. Let's check out the ones out in Texas. 5,269 head went through the sale barn. 6,800, actually, went through the week before. And last year was 6,700, so their head count was down a little bit. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were mostly steady. Two instances of $6 higher. Demand was moderate to good, with most demand on yearlings going into feedlots. Slaughter cows saw big gains, $2 to instance of $9 higher as we head into the grilling season. Supply included 87% feeder cattle, 12% slaughter cattle, and 1% replacement cattle. Let's check out some of the prices of, say, some 6-7 weight steers. Where are they at? Medium and large, number one steers. 6 weights were bringing anywhere from 315 to 363. The 7 weights were bringing anywhere from 285 to 339. And what were 8 weights bringing? 270 to 94.25. So not too shabby. I want to see what their heifers were bringing. 7-weight heifers, anywhere from 270 to 283. 8-weight heifers up to 270. And 9-weight heifers were up to 240. So not too bad. We got that going on. All right, let's see here. I had something from Dr. Peel. Let me see what he has to say here. Oop, wrong one. Okay. The latest USDA Cattle on Feed report pegs feedlot inventories as of May 1st at 11.376 million head. That's down 1.5%. April feedlot placements were down 2.6%. Feedlots have maintained inventories primarily because of two factors: continued heifer feeding and increased days on feed, according to Dr. Peel. The April quarterly breakdown shows the heifer percentage of feedlot inventories dropped to the lowest level in 5 years, but remains above average of the past 30 years. Data from the Kansas feedlot shows that days on feed increased in mid-2023, with average DOFs increasing from about about 10 days, according to this. Heifer feeding, increased days on feed, have masked declining feeder cattle numbers since the mid-2023. So the heifer retention really hadn't started, not on a reportable scale, I guess, if you want to call it that. So just checking that out. All right. Everything from Dr. Peel. Let's see here. We got, had a few people send me some messages in. One person said they got 3 inches north and west of Crawford last night. And I'm trying to verify this because I'm not seeing it on the mezzanine. I'm not saying it's not true. I believe them. And yeah, never mind. There it is. Yes, it's true. 5 inches of rain at Sweetwater. Is that true? Huh. That's a lot of rain. No wonder the river behind my house was roaring this morning. It was that Sweetwater mud coming through there. And you can tell the difference between sand and the when it comes out of Sweetwater Creek. But yeah, they got a lot of rain up there. Yeah, that river, the river behind the house when I went down there to check the cows this morning, it was rolling. All right, let's see here. Okay, have you guys noticed a lot of extra or more than usual buttercups weeds this year? They're everywhere. There, I noticed an oat field there west of Carter, about a mile on the north side of the road there. It just looks like a flower garden out there. My understanding, the buttercups, they come out every year, but they really cycle hard one time every 7 years. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's one of the myths. But this year, there seems like there's a lot of buttercups. So, unless you run a John Deere tractor, or root for the Green Bay Packers, yellow and green don't make the best color combination by most standards. It's especially an eyesore in pastures and hay fields where buttercup quickly dominates, turning a sea of green into a carpet of yellow in a flash. So far this spring, Victor Shelton has received more inquiries from Ohio farmers about buttercup more than normal. The retired NRCS agronomist and grazing specialist purports the problem is due to the combination of overgrazing during last fall's drought and the opportunity for buttercup to flourish on the now wet, compacted soil that was left bare. I don't know about that. Even though it seems like buttercup pops up out of the blue, Shelton explains that its seed bank develops over time. Seeds can lie dormant for 3 to 5 years before they germinate. This is why buttercup seemed to suddenly appear like it has around here this year, even if it wasn't noticeable in the previous year, he writes in an Ohio State University Extension article. Buttercup takes advantage of open patches of pastures and hay fields where it can grow without competition from other species. Shelton says bare soil is like a blank canvas for buttercup, allows them to grow quickly and without competition from other forages. Additionally, buttercup is a prolific seed producer, which amplifies its spread. A single plant can produce thousands of seeds, which can be dispersed by wind, water, livestock, or equipment. The more competition from healthy, well-established forage, the less chance buttercup has to dominate, he states. Unfortunately, it's like too late to deter buttercups this year. Once its flowers rear their yellow heads, plants have already gone to seed and control tactics will be less effective. So in other words, don't waste your chemicals. For future reference, Shelton advised spraying buttercup before flowering early in the spring. However, there are a few herbicides that offer sufficient control and even fewer that won't harm legumes like alfalfa and clover. Rotational grazing practices that encourage more competition for desirable forages can also be effective, he says. Shelton suggests shortening grazing periods, moving animals more frequently, and extending recovery time to arm pastures against weed pressure. While chemical control may offer short-term relief, long-term solutions focuses on building a resilient pasture that can outcompete buttercup and other weeds. ensure good soil fertility, promote diversity in your pasture mix, and utilize rotational grazing. Regular overseeding and maintenance of desired forage species will keep the pasture thick and competitive. With all that said, Buttercup is toxic to all livestock, especially horses. Although most animals find it unpalatable and tend to avoid it, Shelton says they may be forced to consume it. If pastures are overgrazed and there are limited forage options, Buttercup can cause mouth blisters, diarrhea, colic, and in several cases, death. Cattle may graze it in desperate conditions, and sheep are more likely to consume it when it's immature, though they can suffer from mouth blistering if they eat too much, he said. I didn't know that. Make sure hay is clean and free of Buttercup seeds, he adds. Otherwise, seeds can spread when hay is fed on pasture and through livestock manure. Mowing pastures down after grazing is another measure to reduce seed production in early spring, since plants can seed load to the ground. There you have it. I did not know that. I do know. I knew though that now that it's toxic. Huh. Interesting. Is there anybody out here in Western Oklahoma or in Eastern Texas Panhandle? Does anybody have any blackberry trees on their property? I know there's a lot of them east of I-35, but is there any of you guys got any blackberry trees on your places? If you will, please let me know at 580-225-9697. I don't need your name or nothing. I just need to know if you got blackberry trees. I got something to discuss with you here a little bit later on. Well, again, today is Hay Day Tuesday. If you got some hay for sale, 580-225-9697. Text in what kind of hay you got. Can you load it? How much you want? I need to know how much you want. I won't advertise any hay unless it's got a price with it, by the ton or by the bale. 580-225-9697. Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And we'll be right back after the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sayre on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, hey, not an in-betweener. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma, powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All of us have visions and dreams about how we want to spend our golden years. Imagine how you define your golden years, because whatever you dream about comes with a cost. Will you be able to afford these costs and make your potential 30-year dream a reality? Retirement will be here sooner and faster than you think. So imagine if you actually will be living the dream when the time comes, or will you still be dreaming? The planning process can seem like a giant jigsaw puzzle. After retiring and disconnecting from your steady paycheck, will your 401k be able to replace that paycheck? Did you procrastinate too long? and not save enough or in the right way to feel confident you won't run out of money before you run out of life? Or will you be scared to spend money and enjoy your golden years for fear of running out of money and then ultimately being the richest person in the cemetery? This is Brian Bacca with Advanced Financial Strategies. Give us a call at 323-6800. Look at our website, retirewithbacca.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather forecast. 64 degrees, dew points 58, and humidity is 81. The winds are out of the west, northwest at 6 miles an hour. 24-hour rain total, 1.17 inches of rain. 10-day rain total, 1.83 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 72 degrees. Sunset at 8:46. Slight chance of showers today and a high of 73. This weather feels so much better than last week. 20% chance of storms tonight, mostly cloudy. 57 tomorrow, 40% chance of rain showers, and 77 for high. So there you go. For Freedom America. The reason, let's see here, I got, there we go. All right, let's check into this. When I see fire in government, I always want to take a look at it. So the USDA and the DOI signed joint fire, the DOI being the Department of Interior, anybody wants to know, signed joint fire memo ahead of peak fire season. Rawlins and Burgum will work together on wildfire preparedness and ensuring national wildland firefighting system is highly coordinated. What do you guys think? Those two departments and coordination, a good combination. When it comes to fighting fires, I'm just being a smart butt there. Ag Secretary Brooke Rawlins and Doug signed a joint memo, and it says the two departments want to work close coordination in this fire season, which the memo notes is off to a sobering start already. The USDA will work across President Donald Trump's cabinet and with state, local, and tribal partners to make sure the nation's wildland firefighting system is highly coordinated and focused on fighting wildfires quickly and effectively. The memo says that the USDA and the United States Department of Interior will work together to ensure the wildland fire personnel have the resources, training, and support needed to work under safe conditions and to effectively carry out their wildland fire management missions. The memo commits the two departments to use common sense land management practices that will reduce fuel loads, mitigate risk, and improve the ability to respond to fires. Just before the signing, Rawlins and Burgum received a 2025 operational fire briefing at the USDA's Forest Service National Fire Desk. President Trump has directed the entire federal government to take immediate action to protect the people, communities, and the natural resources our country depends on from wildfire risk. Now more than ever, the Secretary Rawlins said, and Burgum are working together in lockstep along with our federal partners to effectively combat wildfires. At the USDA, we are ensuring the entire department is geared to respond to what already is above normal fire season. We are providing the resources needed to ensure the Forest Service has the strongest and most prepared wildland firefighting force in the world. Need to come out here to Western Oklahoma. We already got them. Our mission is clear: protect lives, defend critical infrastructure, and preserve natural landscapes to sustain our way of life, he says. So there you have it. That's a pretty, let's see here. Looks like they're going to talk about funding to increase opportunities for communities and private landowners to reduce wildfire risk. It also directs the Forest Service chief to fill any critical vacancies in the fire support workforce and clear any red tape that will impede rapid deployment of resources when there's imminent threats to life and property from the fire. We'll have to keep up with that, see what's going on with that. What do you guys think? All right, let's see here. Let's check out what's going on with the, here's some updates. April milk production in the U.S. totaled 19.4 billion pounds, according to the USDA's milk production report. That's up 1.5% from last year. Milk production per cow was also up year over year, averaging 2,000. 55 pounds per cow. The number of milk cows in the United States in April was 89,000 head greater than the previous year at 9.43 million head. The 2025 annual average combined gross wage rate for field and livestock workers was now at $18.43 per hour, which is up 3% from last year's. And I think that's about it. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take an early break because I got two or three more messages from people wanting to sell some hay. So might take most of the last segment to do that. So if you want to, get your pen and pencil ready. And like I said, I'll repeat what I have and I write it all down on paper in here. So if anybody missed anything, they can call me and I can give it to them on the hay. It looks like we got a lot of wheat hay for sale, mostly wheat hay, a little bit of Truticale and a little bit of rye hay for sale already. All right, let's take a Stockman Vet break. When we come back, we'll get into Hay Day Tuesdays.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted high-pro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back. All right, let's check out. Ooh, I didn't change that. Bear with me a second. Let's go to Altus. I haven't been to Altus in a while. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. Altus 73, dew point 63, humidity 71. The winds are out of the north at 9. 1.66 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. 10-day rain total, 2.53 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79 degrees. Sunset at 8:41. 77 and cloudy today, mostly cloudy, it says. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, 20%, 64 low. Tomorrow, 30% chance of thunderstorms, high around 78 degrees. All right, I think I'm going to have a contest. I'm gathering up some prizes, but we're going to, let me see here. One of my listeners sent me a shot yesterday, and he said, where does that go? Oh, man, where'd that go? All right, well, I'll get to that later. What we're going to do is the whole Western Oklahoma at the elevators, we're going to play a guessing game of when the first load comes in of wheat, and then another game that kind of makes it more general is the weight of the wheat and the moisture content of some of the wheat that comes in, like first load comes in at, say, up at, well, I don't know, take a wild guess here, Putnam or Thomas or somewhere up in there and even further north, one of those elevators, and down around Altus and Hobart, some of those elevators. I'll get it all going off either tomorrow or next day. I'm gathering some cool prizes. Any of you ag vendors out there want to donate some cool prizes for the winners, I'm your man. Give me a call. All right, let's start Heyday Tuesday because we got quite a few of them going on here. You guys got your pencil and your pen ready? Let's see here. Good green wheat hay bales weigh around 1,300 pounds, $70 a bale, 580-450-6751. This is around Willow. Good green wheat hay bales weigh around 1,300, $70 a bale, 580-450-6751. And that is around Wellow. All right, let's see here. It's got this one. I'll go ahead and go with it. 150 bales, round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, was not rained on, round Hobart. 580-550-0105. 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, not rained on, 580-550-0105. And Hobart, same guy here, 150 bales of grassy alfalfa hay, not rained on, $75 a bale, 580-550-0105. 150 bales of grassy alfalfa, not rained on, $75 a bale, 580-550-0105. Let's see here. 100 bales of wheat hay put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, big bales, $80 a bale, can load, 580-821-2838. 100 bales of wheat hay put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, big bales, $80 a bale, can load, 580-821-2838. I think most of all these I'm giving here, they can load. I know it is. Let's see here. 180, this is up around Sweetwater. 180 bales of Truticow, $75 a bale. 56 bales of winter peas, $75 a bale. These are all 66-inch bales with 3.5 wraps on them. And I missed my number. Hang on. Ah, my bad. It's during break. Hang on here. We got, information. There we go. 580-799-9637. 180 bales of Truticow and 56 bales of winter peas, 66-inch bales with 3.5 wraps. I'm glad to know somebody puts 3.5 wraps on there besides me. $75 a bale. Sweetwater, 799-9637. 580-799. I lost it. Where'd it go? 9637. And I'm not done yet. We still got three more to go and make sure somebody else didn't. I think somebody texted something in here. Hang on here. Yeah, there we go. Around Elk City, he has bales of rye hay to sell. I don't know how many. $50 a bale, 799-2975. Round bales of rye hay to sell, $50 a bale. 580-799-2975. And that's around Elk City. And he can load. Also around Carter, 5x6 round bales of wheat hay, fertilized twice and weed sprayed, not rained on, $70 a bale, 80 of them available. And number 580-729-2299. 5x6 round bales of wheat hay, fertilized twice and weed sprayed, not rained on, $70 a bale, 80 available, 580-729-2299. And then we got 300 bales of beardless wheat hay, great hay, not rained on, $80 a bale, south of Elk City, 405-694-8313. 300 bales of beardless wheat hay, great hay, not rained on, $80 a bale, 405-694-8313. And then we got 40 bales of Truticow hay, fertilized and not rained on, and it's beardless Truticow, $75 a bale, 580-821-6646, West Carter. 40 bales of Truticow, beardless Truticow, fertilized and not rained on, $75 a bale, 580-821-6646. How about that? I think that's the most I've ever had in one day. Quite a few. Wait a minute. Oh, that's Nathan from Wheeler General Store critiquing me. I think that's it. I hope I didn't miss anybody. All right, here we go. Let's check out some of the prices from the hay markets reported to the USDA last week, or the week before, actually. Let's see here. Alfalfa hay prices. Let's check some of those out. And let's go with, I'm going to just get the states that touch Oklahoma. Missouri, premium alfalfa, $175 to $300. Good alfalfa, $150 to $175. And fair, $125 to $150. New Mexico, $165 to $400 on premium. $165 on good. $165 to $180 on fair. Oklahoma, $100 to $200 delivered on premium. Alfalfa, good, $130 to $150 and $130 to $135 on fair. Texas, $250 to $360 on premium, the $250 being delivered, and then both of these prices being delivered, $230 to $270 on good alfalfa and $235 delivered on that. Other hay prices, mainly grass. Kansas, $160 to $180. For premium, $65 to $200 delivered on good. Missouri, $200 to $250 on premium grass hay. This is per ton. $125 on good and $80 on fair. And that's Missouri. And what we got here? New Mexico, no grass hay in New Mexico. Oklahoma, nothing available on premiums. $125 to $150 on good, with $150 being delivered. And then what else we got here? Texas, $220 to $240 on premium grass hay, $150 to $225 delivered on good hay, and $135 to $235 on fair. So, there you have it. That's all I can tell you about that. Okay, let's see here. Check out the market one more time. See what's happening in 30 minutes since I read it, because I had a feeling it's changed a little bit. And yes, it has, as soon as it comes alive. As of right now, corn, July, 458, down 1.25. September's 433, down 4.5. July, soybeans, 1063, up 2.75. August is 1058, up 2.25. And see here, hard red winter wheat. Yeah, it's about the same. July, 524, down 14.5, and so is September at 439. Cattle market is looking the same. June lives, 215.12, down 67. August, 209.27, down 117. Feeders for August, 298.25, down 212. September, 297.37, down 197. There you have it. All right, let's see here. I got one more thing here. Cotton. Let's talk cotton for a little bit. Let's see what the report was from last week. Net export sales for cotton for the week ending May the 15th. Hey, let me shut down my little report there right now. Anybody sees the cotton king out there? He swears up and down he's waiting until May or June the 1st to plant any cotton. I seen cotton up north of Carter a couple days ago. So you're way behind there, Cotton Daddy. Give that man some crap. Tell him he needs to get to planting tomorrow. That's the way we go. He was talking to me about this morning about planting some cotton in the rain. So I don't know how much to believe of that. But Rhodes, he's got some crap to go with him, but I bet he did. So anyway, give him heck. Get him to plant before June 1st. Net export sales for the week ending May 15th was 155,600 bales. This brings total 24-25 sales to approximately 12.1 million. Total sales at the same point in the 23-24 marketing year were approximately 12.7 million bales. Total new crop for the 25-26 sales are at 1.3 million bales. Shipments for the week were 266,900 bales, bringing total exports to date to 9.34 million bales compared to 9.3 million bales last year in the 23-24 marketing year. So not that far off track. It's just the price is not good, huh? I don't know what to say. I was looking at this email from them. And I don't know. There's a lot of things coming up in Washington that we need to keep our eye out for as far as the Farm Bill, tax benefits, SNAP program, and all that good stuff. So I'll try to keep my eye out for it for you. So, all right, guys, you got any questions on the hay? I got it all wrote down here. And if you guys need anything, shoot me a text or call the office here, and I'll get them the information on any of this hay you would like to buy. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. God bless you.